Leviticus 25 and verse number 10 says, "Proclaim liberty throughout all the land unto all the inhabitants thereof." And this is Pastor Wynn Greer of the Mount Lebanon Baptist Church in Vilas, North Carolina. I'd like to welcome you today to the Blessings of Liberty radio broadcast, and it's good to be here. We have a special guest with us today, and that's one of the reasons we had a little microphone mix-up just to be start out today, but I think we'll got it all straightened out now. But we have a special guest. Brother Kyle Austin is with us today, and Brother Kyle is the director of the outreach ministry, which is actually out of Mount Lebanon, but it's called Collegians for Christ. Brother Kyle is a preacher, a very capable young man. He's a recent graduate of Crown Bible College, and he and his family have moved here to work along with us at Mount Lebanon. And so, Brother Kyle, it's good to have you with us today. We appreciate you coming. And
thank you for having me.
We're looking forward to hearing from you and what you've got to say and hearing your testimony. And Brother Noah, he's going to come and welcome our listeners at this time. We appreciate him being here with us also. Good morning, Noah. How are you?
I'm good. It's good to be here this morning. We do want to welcome all our listeners, those who are listening in right here on AM 1450 WATA in Boone, those who listen in on AM 690 in Bristol, Virginia, and also those who listen in on KPGT 89.1 FM, The Truth, in Watertown, South Dakota.
Amen. We do appreciate all of our listeners and them coming and taking time out of your busy day to listen in. I want to say just one thing about our satellite Bible Institute. And if you are interested in studying the Word of God with a group of individuals, or you can study by yourself, correspondence, it is not too late to get involved in that. I'm a teacher at the Victory Bible Institute in Roan Mountain, Tennessee, but we also have a satellite school at our home church just a few miles out of Boone, North Carolina. And if you are interested in getting in on this spring semester, it's not too late, but you really need to give me a call. We're going to give the church phone number a couple of times today, but 963-4596. And we do have some new students coming on this spring. We meet at the church fellowship hall every Thursday night. We start at 6:30 and go through 9:20. There are three classes. There's Old Testament Survey, the poetical books. Brother Tull Oaks is the instructor there. Then we have Bible Beliefs and Basic Doctrines, Brother Kenneth Forbes. And then I'm teaching hermeneutics, which is just a big word for saying how to study your Bible. And so we'd love for you to come and study with us. But if you're interested, or you know someone who might be, you need to get in touch with us and get signed up. This Thursday night at Mount Lebanon is the first class of this spring semester, and so that's 963-4596. But we're gonna let Brother Kyle Austin come, and I'm gonna talk to him this morning. And Brother Kyle, it is good to have you, and I want you to just take a few minutes and tell a little bit about yourself, maybe your personal testimony. That's real interesting to me, Brother Kyle's testimony, how he come to know the Lord, and then we'll talk about this ministry, Collegians for Christ, as well. So, Brother Kyle, you take some time and tell us just a little bit about those things.
All right. Well, I appreciate, Preacher Wynn, you allowing me to come today and just be here with you on the radio. And as far as for me and my testimony, just kind of briefly, I'm originally from Raleigh area. I grew up in North Carolina, down in Johnston County. And we just recently moved up here to Boone. And but for me, as far as my testimony, you know, as a young child, a young boy, I didn't grow up going to church. I had good parents, good mom and dad, but that's just not something that we did. Really didn't know anything more of Jesus Christ outside of Christmas and Easter, just, you know, with the commercial holiday. That's really all I knew. I think deep in my heart, I did believe that there, you know, had to be a God of some sort when I look around and see nature and just everything you see with your eyes, your human body. I mean, I think I had a deep belief in my in my heart that there is a God. But I went through, school, high school, and really got involved with the wrong crowd, really got into a lot of trouble. Graduated high school and came to Appalachian, went to school for 1 year, and stopped going to school, didn't really work out, and still lived up in Boone for probably 6 or 8 more months, and just really got just involved all the way around, in a lot of trouble. Moved back home to Raleigh, Clayton area, and really same stuff. Got back involved with some of the friends there back at home, and was just had moved to a different town, Smithfield, North Carolina. Was living in an apartment there, and just one night somebody came and knocked on my door, and when they did, I typically wouldn't let somebody in my house just with the lifestyle I was living. But let them in, a gentleman and a lady, and they began to sit down and talk to me and began to share with me who Jesus Christ was, took the Bible and showed me that there is a hell, that there's a way to heaven, showed me that Jesus died on the cross for me. And I believed that, and he showed me how I could be saved, how I could trust Christ. And I did that night in my living room, and I'm just thankful to that there was a church in that area that took a time out weekly and went around, and just it wasn't a specific visit. They just were going around knocking on doors. Mine just happened to be the one in rotation as they're going around, and the gentleman led me to the Lord, and I got married with my wife. She was a Christian. And began about a year later, I didn't really, a lot of drastic change, but a year later got in church and really started to grow, got interested in the Bible, got into it, and we started becoming very active in a Fellowship Baptist Church in Clayton, North Carolina there, and began working with youth. Lord called me to preach while I was there, and then 4 years ago I, surrendered my life and felt like it would be a good idea to finish my education, and went to Crown College in Powell, Tennessee, and have recently graduated from there. So that's just kind of my testimony.
Right. It's hard to imagine that in North Carolina that people could come to be an adult. How old were you when somebody knocked on your door?
I was 21 years old.
It's hard, and even here in the mountains especially, but I think a lot of people that grew up in church and I've been in church all my life, so it's hard for me to imagine that there's people that have grown to be an adult and have never heard the gospel and don't know. But that's your testimony, that you grew up in the Bible Belt and didn't know. And so meeting Brother Kyle and being around him and his dear wife and their son, it's reminded us as a church, the importance of witnessing and reaching out to people and with the gospel. But you, through all that, you became involved, or maybe burdened first, I don't know, but with this reaching out to college students. And so maybe you could tell a little bit about that as well.
Okay. Basically when we got in church and got active, I started working with the youth. That's where our pastor kind of directed us to, working with teenagers. And I kind of told him I thought he was crazy. I didn't feel like I'd ever, want to work with young people. I know how they are. At that time, that's what I felt. But I began to work with our teenagers, 6th through 12th grade. God just burdened my heart, opened my heart up to them. We worked there at Fellowship for 3 years doing the teens, the youth group. And deeply burdened me for our younger generation. And I left there. The hardest thing about going to college was honestly, it wasn't leaving home, family. It was honestly leaving that youth group and the dear people of the church. And but that's what we had to do. And as you work with young people, God opens your heart. You begin to study more. You begin to see more. I'm sure many of you maybe have heard that Lifeway put out a study that said 70% of our young people, when they graduate high school, they don't come back to church. And I think on that, and I've thought on that for years. Why? Where do they go? What's going on? And I saw, begin to see the open door to, to reaching beyond the teenagers to the college age, the 18 through 24, 26, that age group that is statistically number of research has showed that they're not coming back to church. I mean, they're still good kids. Don't get me wrong when I say that. But that's just statistics. That's what research shows. And as I was there at Crown, we were working with youth, working in, you know, the bus ministry. We were working a nursing home, just anywhere we could kind of get our feet wet. And I saw they had the college ministry, Collegians for Christ, there on the University of Tennessee. They've had it there for 20 years. There's also one on Ohio State that's been there for about 8 years, and actually one in Oxford, England. But I got associated with that. I got to feel Pastor Sexton's burden for college age. He went to University of Tennessee. He has a deep burden for college, and the Lord really just opened my heart up to that. You know, when I was there at school, I went to study missions. I thought I was going to be working with Spanish-speaking people because I was around them back in North Carolina for 8 years. I loved them. You know, I was thinking mission field down in Mexico, possibly maybe a youth pastor. But as I was there, was really seeking God's guidance there in school. God really showed me from Ezekiel chapter 3 that I was not to go to a foreign field. I was to speak not to people of many languages, but to people of my hometown, of my home country. He showed me clearly from Scripture that that's what I was supposed to do. We came and did a kind of a research trip of Boone a year or so ago and really got discouraged because I couldn't find an open door, didn't really know how it's supposed to work, because I truly believe that it has to go through the local church, that I can't just come and start a ministry without it being a part of a local church.
Right.
I really believe that's the core, the fundamental of all ministry. And as I was there in Crown my senior year, just trying to seek the Lord's will, I had been on a couple interviews at other churches in Virginia and in Greenville, and just happened to turn on the radio. As soon as I got in the car, and there was a broadcast from Brother Ben Carper saying that he had been down in Mount Lebanon Baptist Church in Vilas, North Carolina. And I thought I had already visited and, you know, sought what churches I knew in Boone. And anyways, the Lord just used that as I, you know, got in touch with Preacher Wynn, and we began to communicate and began, we came and visited, and just the Lord worked it out completely that that's where we were supposed to go. He totally provided, you know, house. He's provided, you know, a job. He's just provided 100% and given us a clear direction that this is the ministry we're supposed to be in. This is what we're supposed to be doing, and we're just trying to give our heart and our lives to it.
Right. We need to spend some time and tell folks exactly what Collegians for Christ is. You know, It is a ministry out of Mount Lebanon Baptist Church. You're a member there. You're a preacher. But, you know, some of our listeners, they might know somebody that maybe they would like to direct towards that. But, you know, if I hear that on the radio, what is Collegians for Christ? You know, what are you do? What are you doing? And, you know.
Okay. Well, Collegians for Christ is just a ministry of a local church. It originated out of Temple Baptist Church, Pastor Sexton. But he is not that is governed per se by one group. It's established to where any local church can, you know, start this ministry. You can use Collegians for Christ, you cannot use it. But basically what Collegians for Christ is an outreach of a local church, us being Mount Lebanon Baptist Church. We meet with college students. We right now we're meeting once a week. We meet on Monday nights from 8 to 9, and we meet very close to campus on King Street. And basically what we're doing, we're, you know, on campus, we're around town, we're inviting people to our Bible study, we're out witnessing, trying to share the gospel to students. Our goal, Collegians for Christ's goal, would be to connect students to a local church in the area. You know, we're, of course, you can meet many different places, you know, as far as at the University of Tennessee there. They meet with fraternities, sororities. There's a lot of growth you can do, but I guess the core of it is just an outreach weekly, you know, to college students, and that's the core of it, is just trying to reach this group that are here. Many of them have moved away from home. They moved away from their local churches. They're here, and we want to help them find a local church, whether it's Mount Lebanon, whether it's another church in the area. I mean, that's what we're here to do, you know. And as far as, you know, the future is, we continue to grow. We want to see definitely students, you know, doing their own Bible studies in dorms. That's a great thing we've seen. In other areas, as I said, the sororities, the fraternities, doing rallies, campus church services. But basically, we just want to reach and teach and love the students. I think there's a, you know, when you're away from home, you miss mama's cooking, you miss some of the family members. But if you can get keyed into a local church, you have that. You have grandparents of others that can love on these students.
And right.
I think it's very important that we as a ministry, you know, key into that. But if you have any interest in Collegians for Christ, like I said, we meet weekly. We'll start back on the 21st, which is next Monday. We meet from 8 to 9. And our location, if you pull up the website, give you all the information, which is cfcboone.com. cfcboone.com. And you can look on there and it'll give you the address. We meet, like I said, right on King Street, right across from the fire department in a little office there. But if you have any interest, maybe you're a student, maybe you're a parent of a student, or you're maybe a pastor, you know, that knows a student, we would love the opportunity to minister with them. And, you know, just feel free to look online. You can give me a call personally. My cell phone number is 828-832-6505. And we'd love to, you know, just to reach out to minister with, help these students. You know, I think a student can reach a student better than what we can, and we want to gear the students to reach out to their own, you know, student body. I feel they can do a much more effective way, and we just want to gear them and influence them and disciple them to where they can make an impact on their own group, on their and in their own world.
Right. Now, you're situated right across from the Boone Fire Department, which is basically within walking distance of the campus. Mm-hmm. And but you are not closing the invitation to, like, there might be a student going to Caldwell, another college. You know, we have several in the area. And so this is open to any college-age student that would like to come and just have Bible study with you.
Yes, sir. And any college-age, if it's community college, whether it's App.
Right.
Yes, sir.
And they do. They meet every Monday night, 8 to 9 p.m., 736 West King Street, but it's across from the fire department. And, you know, you mentioned there that 70% of young people, when they leave home or get out of high school, and that's your college age people, you know, they will, if they've been raised in church, they'll leave and not go back. So that's a real critical time, and there's a lot of reasons why probably that happens, which we won't get into all that today. I was thinking about when my wife and I didn't go to college right out of high school, but I joined the military, and a lot of the same pressures, a lot of the same things that just, you know, the first time you move away from home. And what made the difference in my life and my wife's life, of course, I was married then. I got married when I was 18, but I moved to England. We were over there, and a guy invited me to church. And I'll tell you, I was a homesick young man. And I miss that, and I grew up in church. But anyway, a guy invited me to church, and I went. And then my wife, you know, we went together. We started going to church. And what made the difference in my life, it wasn't the preacher. You know, I enjoyed the preacher, but to me at that time, you know, he was an old guy. Mm-hmm. Well, I look back now, he wasn't really that old. He's probably, you know, maybe late 30s, early 40s, somewhere around in there. But, you know, to me, he was a preacher. And but what made the difference was there were some other young people near our age, a little bit older than us, and they came around. They became our friends. They invited us into their home. They made us a home away from home. And I think sometimes in a church, people think, well, that's the preacher's job. And the preacher needs to get everybody in. The preacher needs to win them, disciple them. But it was those friends that was close to our age. Mm-hmm. They were older than us. They were more mature in the Lord. And it made all the difference in our lives. And I look back at that and I think about how thankful I am for those Christian friends that took us under their wing when we were away from home. We were newly married. I mean, everything new. But that was a life changer for us. And so God's placed a burden on your heart to do that for other people and people away at college. You know, a lot of our young people, they go away to college. We hope they'll find somewhere to go to church when they can't come home on the weekends. So we're on the other end of that now. We're thinking, you know, if our young people go away to college, they need to find somewhere. Well, there's young people come to this town. They need to find somewhere to go to church. And there's lost people needs to be reached out to. And so that's what this is all about. Another burden you told me about when you came to Mount Lebanon and we started talking, you know, was not just for you to do this, but for you to be able to encourage others. You know, there might be somebody listening in today, and they say, boy, I'd like to do something in my town. We've got college students. You know, you don't have to have a top 10 school. I mean, there's a lot of people that are, you know, you could help them. So that was one of the things you told me, you know, a burden to help other people see how they can reach out,
right?
I guess, to college students.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, that's what God has put on our heart is, you know, we came here to do Collegians for Christ, and, you know, our goal is to have the students go on campus for it to be a school-sponsored club, which we're working towards in the future. But let me just say there's 4,000 colleges in the U.S., 16 million college students. 2.5 million of those students come from outside their home country. So what does that equal? It equals a mission field right here in America. And, you know, across North Carolina, Tennessee, all across this country, there's universities, there's colleges, there's community colleges in the area. And we have a heart to share our burden, one, and to come alongside and to try to help other churches to do the same. You know, new students come every year, students graduate, and they scatter across the world. I mean, it's really a beautiful thing when you think about what you can do and what impact you can have through a college ministry. As you reach them, new ones every year are coming. You don't, you know, you're not working always with the same ones because they're going to go off somewhere else and hopefully do the same, impact their world local to them. So how can you get involved? You know, you don't have to be a missionary. You don't have to be a paid staff on a church. You don't have to be a pastor. You don't have to be a large church. This can be a small church. The beauty of the college ministry is lay people who work 40 hours a week can start this ministry and they can run this ministry. For me, myself, I work a 40-hour job, and you know, we came here to start this ministry and we're sustaining it. The typical school, if you know, I guess your goal, one, you can meet off campus, which is what we do now. But the goal would be to be a club, a school-sponsored club that gives you access to facilities to meet, and it gives you access to promote the club on campus. A typical school would require one student sponsor, one faculty sponsor, and 10 student signatures to fill out the paperwork to proceed forward to do that. And that would be your goal, but you know, that'll come in time. You say, how do I start? Well, just basically find somewhere to meet, whether you've got a church real close to campus, whether you can rent a small office, whether you stop at the local coffee shop and say, hey, can we use your, you know, once a week for an hour, you know, can we offer you a little bit of money? Somebody close to campus more than likely will allow you. Call the local churches in the area, talk to the pastors, pull your resources of students, and basically, you know, bathe all this in prayer. I don't want to leave that out. You know, pray for a spot. Pray for your student sponsor. Pray for your faculty sponsor. Sometimes people think, oh, that's hard to do, but it's in truth, it's really not. God will provide the people. If you know, pull your resources, you can talk to people around town, and you'll come up with students that will want to get involved. You'll come up with a faculty sponsor, and then you can move forward to, you know, to become an official school club and then growing. I mean, the sky's unlimited outside of that. You can do so many more things and outreach, and you have so much more visibility to grow. So you can get involved. You can do that, and that's what we want to do as far as our ministry. I'm here. You're more than welcome to call me. I'll guide you. I'll, you know, anything I know. We want to provide our time. If you say, hey, I'm willing, we've got some people that want to do it, but we're not exactly sure, we'll come and spend some time with you and help you get started. You know, walk around town with you to find a meeting place. We'll help provide the resources for invitations, you know, resources to set up a website, all that kind of stuff. We're available and want to help. You can just give me a call. You can email me, and no question is dumb. I mean, we just want to see God impact our student population, which is our future generation. They're our new leaders. They're going to be our school teachers. I mean, they're going to be scattered across, you know, the economic sector everywhere. And you can have a part, and that's our desire. The college campus is a mission field. You don't have to go to Iraq. You don't have to go to Afghanistan or Africa. It's great. We do those things. But many of them are coming here.
Right.
And they're parking in your backyard if you have a college campus within reach. And you know, through a college ministry, you can reach those students and make a great impact in this world.
That's one thing that's really interesting about how many people are coming to America from other countries. You know, we're raising money to send missionaries over there, but they're coming over here. And, you know, that's a great opportunity to reach out and make a difference in somebody else's life. And like Brother Kyle was saying, if you or your church would be interested in starting some kind of outreach or just want to learn more about what he's doing, if you're local or even over around the Bristol area, Brother Kyle will be glad to come preach at your church, you know, if a pastor's hearing this, and just, you know, let you know this can be done. And here, I know we're going to run quickly out of time, but here's how the Lord works. About a year and a half ago, some of the other men and I in the church, we got to talking about, you know, we have all these college students around and apartment buildings and things, and boy, we'd like to reach out. And so, you know, we did that. We went, we knocked on some doors, and we started and we stopped. That's how our things are. But and we'd talk about it, you know, we need to do this, we need to do this. And we made a attempt, and we prayed about it, and we continued to pray about it. And then one day I get a call from a young man, Brother Kyle, and he's got a burden to come to Boone to start a college ministry. That's how God works.
Amen.
And so if God puts something on your heart to do, rest assured he's working on the other end. You might feel very incapable of doing what needs to be done, but if you'll make a start by faith, God, he's working on the other end. And so that's a blessing. And so if you're interested in this, you'd like to hear more, contact us. We've got just a minute left, but Brother Kyle, I appreciate you coming today. If you know a young person of college age you'd like to put us in contact with, or we've had a lot of grandmas say, my grandson goes up there, will you go see them? We'd be glad to do that. And Brother Kyle, thank you for coming today.
Thank you for having me. Yes, sir.
I appreciate it. Y'all are a blessing. Noah, thank you for all you do. He's college age young man and doing a great work and helping us so much in the radio ministry. Noah, I appreciate that a great deal. He's going to come give you the church contact information. If we could help you in any of this, please let us know. Have a great day. God bless.
This has been Blessings of Liberty, brought to you by Pastor Wynn Greer, the Mount Lebanon Baptist Church in Vilas, North Carolina. If you'd like to contact us, our church phone number is 828-963-4596. That's 828-963-4596. Or you can reach us through our church website at mountlebanonbc.org.